the only capital that any human being has, the only thing he cannot afford to lose. First by Thomas Edison. Hi, I'm HK Blogger, so I'm going to be my podcast of life. Today's episode is about time management. I take inspiration from the Kevin Kerr's book, The 15 Secrets Successful People Know About the Time Management. First thing that successful people understand is time is most valuable and a sacred thing. They know that if they don't value the time will not value them, and they are not able to succeed in their life. They understand that the time which they wasted once cannot be able to get it back. Second thing that successful people understand and they apply in their life is identify their most important tasks and work on it each day before doing anything else. Right. You have some goals in your life. It can be that you want to become a famous model, actor, or entrepreneur, or want to be successful in your business. So, you should break down your long-term goals into a short-term goal and find out what is most important thing that you need to do so that you can achieve a success in your life. And that most important thing you should do first in the morning. Third thing is work from your calendar, not to do this. As a human being, we have a lot of things going in our mind, and we all, you, me, think, let's be able to do this so that we know what we have to do. But that to-do list is only a nagging pressure. As a human being, we have a tendency to do the easy thing first and ignore the difficult one. But when we start having a calendar and start blocking our time, it is the way we are managing our time. When we start thinking that our calendar schedule are as important as the appointment with the doctor and we are not able to miss that, it is the time we understand the value of the time and start managing our time effectively. Who thinks procrastination can be overcome when you figure out how to be your future self who cannot be trusted to do the right thing? Procrastination is not laziness, it's lack of motivation. As I say, when we make the to-do list, we try to do the easy thing and ignore the difficult. But sometimes those difficult things are the important ones that are necessary to achieve the success, to achieve our goals. So how can we defeat that procrastination? Suppose if you want to eat a healthy meal, so what your present self has to do is to remove all the unhealthy food from your fridge and throw it away and fill your fridge with the healthy food so that your future self not able to say, oh shit, I'm not able to eat the healthy food because there is no healthy food in the fridge. As your present self already took the unhealthy food from the fridge, now your future self have to eat the healthy food. Next is accept the fact that there will always be more and more that can be done. So, how do you do this? You can do this by delegating the tasks which are not important. Or you can say, other person can do that thing for me. Yeah, the other person can do it. It's simply that you are interviewing. There are small things like plumbing or any other things which are needed to be managed in office. So you can hire an office assistant or a secretary to help you out in the things so that you can focus on the most important thing that you needed to do. Next, always carry a notebook. So make a why would I get in a notebook? I have the phone. I always have the phone. In today's world, each and everyone have mobile phone. So why would I carry the notebook? Because you know, when you write something with your own hand, you remember that thing for a long time. So every successful person have notebooks. So they jotted down each and everything which they think is important, and they think it is needed to be jotted down so that they can use it in their future. Do you remember when we are small, we get a lot of letters delivered by the postman? Similarly, in these days, email do the work of that letter. So, that email sometimes wastes a lot of our time. Because we think if we ignore them, we maybe miss something important. So, you need to understand that there is a formula of 3-2-1. If you do the morning, afternoon, and evening time in your calendar when you see your email, and dedicate 21 minutes to that email. And after 3-2-1 formula you use, do it, delegate it, or delete it. When you see that particular email, okay, this I need to do. So, if that particular thing is going to be complete in a 5 minutes, do it right now. And if you have some mail regarding taxation or you have seen, so forward it to your screen. Next is delete it. You think that mail is pure junk, that's not required my attention, so delete it right now. Next is schedule and attending a meeting as a last resort when all other form of communication will not work. So research has shown that meetings are not much productive. So try to use other methods to track your clients by email or phone calls. When that method does not work, then schedule a meeting. Sometimes by a 5-minute call on a phone, you're able to crush the customer and able to have a business from him. And sometimes long 30-40 minutes meeting, you're able to help you to get that contract. So always consider meeting as last resort. Say no to everything that does not support your immediate goal. Yes, say no to everything. I know when that two-letter word no is very difficult to say, but do realize whenever you say yes to something, you are saying no to something as no. Always say yes. After thinking effectively that particular thing is helpful in your achieve your goal. Even the research says that 80% of outcome are generated from 20% of activity. When you do particular things with more focus and concentration, you are able to achieve the success. So, do the thing in such a way that you don't have to put much hard work, but the smart work. Next is, focus your time only on the things that utilize your unique strengths and talents. As I earlier said, delegate the things which are not important, or you can say that thing other person can do easily, and you focus your time on your priorities. For instance, if you are an social media influencer, you can make scripts, telecast your program, and each and everything. So you can delegate the other person as your assistant to deal with the people, to help you to get more business, and you can focus on the important things like recording, having script, process or making the script. Since this batch your work with recurring theme for different days of the week, the successful people have divided their days and work. Like today I'm going to have a meeting with production team. On Tuesday I'm going to have a meeting with financial team. On Wednesday I will meet that particular client. But working on theme base, you're able to utilize your time effectively and it will give less pressure on your brain. Because when you think that I will do this task in a single day, it will become difficult for you to have a concentration on one task. So prepare a theme for different days of the week. Like I earlier said, if a task can be completed in less than 5 minutes, then do it immediately. Like you have received some mail from text department and you hope that your CA can handle it, so do it right now, because it takes only less than 5 minutes to forward the mail to your CA. What is invest for 60 minutes of each day in rituals that stand for mind, body and spirit. You know, every successful person either wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. The thing they do is hydrate themselves with the water, do yoga, exercise, and even doing that thing, they don't waste their time. Either they listen podcast or listen news. So by doing the exercise, they are giving the food which their body needs. By doing the meditation, they are relaxing their mind, and by doing this, they are giving themselves the energy they need for the whole time. Next is, and the last is, production is about energy and focus for time, right? As I earlier said, that we all have the same amount of the time. The only thing which creates the differentiation is the energy and focus. So, in short, I can say that in order to achieve the success, one has to follow the formula of CEC. And E stand for energy to do your work properly so that you can do your time effectively. C means capture. Capture everything and anything into your notebook instead of trying to keep in your head. Second C means calendar. Does not use your to-do list. Use calendar. Block your time and do your work accordingly. Third C is concentrate. Highly successful people concentrate on their MIT, which means most important task, and do that work when their energy is at peak. That's in the morning. To increase your production, take 5 minutes to increase your productivity. Every successful people take 5 minute break in every 30 or 60 minutes. This increases their focus. Always remember, time is always now, and those 14 minutes are very precious. If you utilize them effectively, no one can stop you from achieving a success. I hope you like this podcast. We will meet next week with new inspiration from new book and new view of life. Till then, bye bye, take care.